Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you would call in and ask me one question that when answered could bring you clarity, certainty, confidence, determination, focus, whatever you need right now to take your bodybuilding and training efforts, your training hard in the gym, you knowing what you're doing in the gym, you're learning more about nutrition and actually executing the strategy that you've learned when it comes to eating right. If you could ask me that one question, what would that question be? Think about that right now. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through over and over and over again when it comes to your bodybuilding and training efforts. All it takes is one new strategy that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. So is today going to be the day that you're going to call in and get that distinction by calling me and telling me about your particular situation? Maybe another caller is going to call in and they're going to magically answer or ask that question that you need to have answered for you. And I hope you're listening to this show live. If you're listening to it on a podcasted version, that's great too. But how are we going to work with you? How are you going to get what you want in this show if you're sitting around and hoping that I happen to talk about it? Maybe you're not clear on what it is you want. You know you want to have a better body. You just don't know how to go about getting it or how that's going to happen. Maybe you're concentrating on a lot of other things in your life right now, and you're just passively looking at your health and fitness, your bodybuilding and training efforts. Well, is that how things work in life? Is that how you got so great at your job, or you're so great as a father, family man, or you're such a great friend, or whatever it is you do well? Did you just passively show up and then all of a sudden you became great at it? Or did you actively and hungrily find the information? More than just finding out information, you actually took charge, took command, and followed through. So what is it going to be for you? Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Talk Radio Show is brought to you by skiplacour.com. That's my website, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R, skiplacour.com. Check it out for all that information and inspiration you'll need to take your body to the next level. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition, highest quality, best sports nutrition products available. Visit the website at www.ast-ss.com, www.ss.com. You can link to their website from my Skip LaCour website. The logo is right there on top on the front page. AST Sports Science, the innovators, the creators of the Max-OT training program. Max-OT, maximum overload training is what that stands for. It's the most effective, most efficient training system to help you build muscle and lose body fat in the shortest period of time. And how does that do that? It sets up a deadline, a blueprint, a sprint-type mentality in the workout training. It makes you do and focus every second you're in the gym and actually produce at an intense pace. The intensity is set up for you, and all you need to do is follow through at that point. Using the most effective and efficient training strategies, meaning that you don't have to be in the gym for 2 hours. In fact, with Max OT training, you're in the gym for well less than an hour. Yet you get the results, far better results than those guys in the gym training a few hours. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts, and what is the next level for you? No matter how well you are doing, there is always a next level. There's always a way for you to sharpen up. Now, for a lot of you guys, who are so dedicated, so focused, you got it going on when it comes to your training. For you, the next level is becoming mentally tougher. It's learning those distinctions on how to just become just a little bit more focused in the gym, follow through just a little bit more with your eating habits. Now, for those of you who want a great body, we had a great caller last week who was really passionate, really determined. No one took the time to explain to him the priorities when it came to having a great body, the priorities when it comes to his bodybuilding and training efforts. And so we had fun. We had a great time just lining that out. So it really doesn't matter what level you're at. This talk radio show for you is for you. This talk radio show can help you find that one new strategy, that one new idea, that one new distinction, that one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through. I want you to call into the show right now and get your questions answered. Make comments. Tell me how your training is going. The phone number to call in is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Call in today. Get a free ebook, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. It's my 164-page ebook, training, nutrition, motivation. It's all right there. We've got a call. I'm going to jump in line, and when we get back from this call, I want to introduce you to my co-host.
Ben 2553. To hear this number again.
All right. Well, Ben. How are you doing today? This is my co-host Ben Lewis from Australia. Ben is a fitness professional, and he's been my co-host. He's an entrepreneur. Check out his website at benlewisfitness.webs.com. Ben Lewis Fitness. BENLEWIS Fitness, FITNESS.webs.com. BenLewisFitness.webs.com. So, Ben, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. It's great to be there. Hello to all the viewers and listeners out there. Doing great. Doing very well, thanks.
Right, and if you want to email Ben, I'm going to give you his email address a couple times at least through the show today. BenLewisFitness@yahoo.com.au. BenLewisFitness@yahoo.com.au. BenLewisFitness@yahoo.com.au for Australia. Now, if you email Ben, he's going to send you his top 10 nutritional habits. We were just talking about priorities when it comes to your bodybuilding and training. Where do you put the most emphasis? Not what you like to do, what do you need to do? And nutrition is a big part. And Ben outlined his 10 nutritional guidelines. And you can email him at benlewisfitness@yahoo.com, and he will get that to you. How's the response on that and for your tips?
It's been excellent. Had a great response with that and just gotten straight back to those people, and they've been asking different questions and just sharing that information. So it's been a great response.
Right, and I should tell you that that PDF file is yours free when you email Ben. So just do yourself a favor, get this kind of information. You want to follow up after getting your PDF file and call Ben on this show. He's here to add to the depth and the quality of the show by sharing his opinion. His opinion is different with mine. Over the 20 years, I was really hardcore bodybuilding, contest, competition. You know, finding the craziest little details and distinctions when it comes to training. If you read my work, as I look back and I read the work that I've written or the videos that I've produced, I think, wow, man, that was a passionate man back there breaking down all those details. And that helped me get from point A to point B in a great manner. And it's also easy for me to step back and when it comes to looking great, at, not as a competitive bodybuilder or helping out successful businessmen or family men, people who are concentrating on other areas, very easy for me to go back and build those building blocks going as far as I've done. Now, Ben works with people every single day. Ben Lewis is a fitness professional, personal trainer. He also does seminars and entrepreneur in a lot of different ways in the fitness through different media, TV, things like that. So Ben offers a different perspective than mine, so let's make sure that you take advantage of Ben, too, by calling. Now, you can become friends of both Ben and myself on Facebook. Just got a message from someone from Facebook trying to get your information, Ben. So go to Skip LaCour on Facebook, Skip LaCour, punch that in, and then you'll see Ben's somewhere along my all my friends, Ben's, but BenLewis.com, punch in Ben Lewis, and he's a guy down under in Australia right now.
That's right.
So check that out. Now, what I want to talk about on today's show, and Ben had partly inspired this, but I know you all are going through it. And when it comes to our health and fitness, our bodybuilding and training, looking good, feeling great, it basically comes down to our training and our eating habits. But more importantly, it's how we execute those training and eating habits. We all know what to do many times. Sometimes we don't, and you know, Mike called from North Carolina, I believe it was last week. You know, he needed a little bit of straightening out when it came to some nutritional information, and there's always that next level. We're all learning. So even when you do know everything, though, how do you keep your head on straight, your mind focused, to make sure you follow through? Now, there are a lot of people going through a lot of challenging times with this worldwide economy. Everything's slowing down. Maybe you are laid off your job right now. You're not working, or maybe you were laid off a few months ago, and now you're working at a job that isn't quite the same. You're going through a lot of stress. Breaking into a new job, you know, you're thankful that you have a job, but, you know, it's different conditions, different people, different scenario, maybe getting paid less money. And it's a challenging mental and emotional situation for you. Maybe you still have your job, but you have this black cloud hanging over you, thinking that your job could be cut at any minute. Maybe the bills are stacking up. Whatever it is for you. Now, Ben had an injury. That was his challenge. How do you keep his head on straight? What is it for you? What do you do? I want to ask you what you do during those times. You know, I was thinking there's a couple ways you can do it. I guess the most obvious way, and a lot of people who call me for coaching, is if they just can't get it together. What they're doing is really just focusing on other areas of their life, whether those are positive things in their life, they've got a great relationship, great, they're really taking care of their kids and their kids' sports. Maybe they're really focused on their job, things are going great, they have their own business. Or it could be negative things that they're focusing on. Maybe a challenging relationship that they're in, or they are dealing with an injury like Bennett was, or maybe, like I said, the financial conditions. What do you do? Do you shy away? Do you treat yourself to more eating? Do you say, oh, screw this, and you kind of give up, and you're going to say you're going to go to the gym some other time? Is that how you handle it? Or do you take the other extreme? Now, I have a lot of men who call me, and for a lot of things, I mean, we all go through our challenges in life, and they do just the opposite. I mean, they bare their head. They put their head down, and eating and training becomes their escape, their mental focus, their addiction almost, and they get so great at that. And maybe they run away from their problems. They take their focus off the problem, and then guess what? You know, get what's going to happen. The problems are going to get bigger. And guess what? When you get out of your training zone, your eating zone, your bodybuilding training zone, those problems are not only there when you come back. A lot of times they're a lot bigger. So do you take one extreme or another? How can you set up your life, integrate it, to take care of business, do the things you need to do to handle that stress, that pressure that might be in your life, and still integrate great health and fitness habits? How do you stay strong in those tough times? So we have a caller on the line, 919 Eric. Oh, it just dropped off the line. So that's what I want to talk about today. So why don't you give us a progress report, Ben, with your training injury? How is that going? I think I read on your Facebook that your therapy was going really well. I know that can go up and down, but tell me how it's going. And then, more importantly, on topic today, how are you handling that mentally?
Okay, well, certainly, pretty much for me, it's my first major injury I've ever had, so it's been a new experience for me. Generally, when it comes to cardio and eating, you know, all of that is down, and just been following through with that. I'm very fortunate in some ways to have found someone who has just taken me into his clinic and center, and has been giving me, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours of treatment per day, which is in the sports rehabilitation center. He works with a lot of athletes and, amazing people. And he's just a wealth of knowledge and information. He's got a heart of gold and just really developed a good connection with this man. And just feel fortunate in that way to have him just to, you know, assist me through making that recovery.
Right.
It's been some major improvements.
Explain the injury to those listeners, and then also tell me about this treatment that you have for, did you say 5 hours a day?
Yeah, that's it, approximately 5 to 6 hours per day. Because all the things that I'm doing, obviously I rely on my body for my career and work and everything else. So it's just been a major priority of mine to get a better ASAP as soon as I can. And, the treatment that I've been having is it's called intermuscular stimulation, which is through suction pumps, which would be on the injured part of the body, which is the shoulder. It's called a subacromial bursitis. It's a bursitis in the shoulder. So generally you've had these suction pumps, which are on there, which has a electrical current, which is coming through the pump, which is stimulating that injured part of the body. Then you have me onto a magnetic barrel, and I'd actually lie inside this barrel with this magnetic field, which is actually working through the body, accelerating the healing. And, just a whole variety of different techniques. It's been quite amazing, as well as, massage and just a whole variety of different things.
And so you got some help, some support. That sounds like it's been a big lift handling it. And then you've been just doing what you can do, huh? It sounds like you've been focusing on the eating, just all the different aspects.
Spot on. That's exactly where it's at. We're just focusing on that eating, cardiovascular training, max OT cardio, just enjoying, some sunshine and obviously all the rehabilitation exercises which I'd be doing at home. I've made a space in my home, which is a rehab space. So each morning I'd go in there and actually do the rotator cuff exercises, stretches, icing, and a whole variety of different things. Usually give it about half an hour each morning. Then I'll be off for the rehabilitation in the afternoon. So usually there from 1 till about sometimes 10:30 at night. So, just an amazing person and fortunate to be working with him.
Now, right now it sounds like you're pretty optimistic. You got it all mentally handled. Scale from 1 to 10, 10 being totally positive, totally optimistic, totally positive, things are going to work out, and so therefore it's easy for you to follow through with your everything you need to do, your training and your eating and your cardio, things like that you mentioned. Where are you right now? Scale from 1 to 10, 10 being ecstatic.
Okay. To be honest, over the past 2-3 weeks, I've been through a challenging time. There's times when I've been down, just been feeling depressed, about this situation and just not knowing, but, just having that faith and that trust. And I suppose that where I'm at now is I'd be about a 6 to 7.
Okay. 6 to 7. And where were you before? Just say the first month this was going on.
Okay. I'd say, to be honest, it's probably, maybe about a 2 to a 3.
Okay.
Six to seven
is pretty good over that time period. And that's, the thing about it, Ben, is, I really appreciate your story. I really appreciate you sharing it. It's all in our own heads, a 6, a 7, a 10, a 1, a 2. And it's really not about that number. It's how we handle it, how we keep on coming back. That's the theme of today's show. So think more about that. And we're going to have some callers here. We'll get a caller from the 919 air code. Now, you can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. Just want to make that clear. May ask you some questions about our topic, but you can talk about anything you want. If you want to join the discussion, the number is 347-326-9145. 347-326-9145. We have a caller on the 919 area code. Caller, are you there? Caller, 919 area code. Yeah, as I focus a lot more on business, then one thing that, we talked about the different scenarios that what do you do with your health and fitness? And we talked about how they just stop going to the gym, stop eating right or whatever when, you know, you have those stress, that pressure in your regular life. Well, I was a guy, and I made my career of bodybuilding, and I did just the opposite. I mean, that was my total escape. I've shared that with the audience many times. The structure, the discipline, the me against me, put my head down under. That was my addiction almost, my escape. And I did the bare minimum when it came to a lot of things, maybe in business, planning ahead business-wise, you know, personal relationships, friendships, family things. You know, I put it aside with the belief that that's what I needed to do to become the very best, a six-time national champion. And I'm sure it did. Well, you know, a lot of guys I talked to who competed, come in and out, maybe train for a couple of years and, you know, maybe do well even in contests, and they would tuck back to regular life, and maybe or maybe not they came back, where I just went straight through for 15 years. I am certain that that focus and dedication made me a six-time national champion. As I step away from bodybuilding, I see that I was fortunate, I guess, that I found a way to, I didn't have to deal with any issues or pressure or whatever. The only pressure I had was, how am I going to get my next meal down on time, and are my glutes going to be striated, you know, for a contest in 5-6 months. Everything else was just a minimum. And what I realized is that those problems, those situations still developing, they still needed to be dealt with. And the thing was is that, you know, you do that something for 15 years. I mean, you don't have certain conversations. You don't do certain things. It's just funny. It's been a while since I did my last competition, but someone asked me, hey, do you want to go for some hike, you know, hike up a mountain trail or something like that? And for 15 years, that would be the last thing on my mind. I'd burn my calories doing my cardio. I would eat just as much food as my body needed to be super lean for a contest. I mean, I didn't have time. I mean, another thing, what does a hike take? It's going to take all that time. I'm going to miss one of my meals that I eat every 2 hours, right? Hike, not even in the equation. Well, I find out that it's years later and someone talks about a hike, or it's a Saturday morning, time to clean up the garage or something like that. My mind is still in that way of thinking that I have to conserve as much energy as possible. Well, now, understanding all this, breaking out of that way of thinking, well, now I'm in the real world. Now I'm in situations in business. Now it's big boy stuff, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of conflict out here in the real world. There's stress, there's pressure. One thing that I really say contributes to the way I look and I feel at my age is because of eating so well and working out, making a consistent part of my life, the focal point of my life. Well, another reason why is I avoided a lot of stress. A lot of daily grind that you guys go through, from carting your kids around, you know, to school, or somebody's picking on your kids, or getting to the soccer practice at the right time, not to mention all these conflicts at work. You know, there's, now Ben, have you seen, I guess there is a British version of that television show called The Office. Have you heard of that, or have you seen that?
Okay. No, I haven't seen that, and I'm not aware of that here in Australia.
Okay. Well, I know it's in Great Britain, and then they have an American version. And basically what it is, it's all the wacky stuff that goes on at the office, on the job, and all this crazy interaction between coworkers, you know. And I remember years ago when I had a regular job, and I had to deal with all that. And it's just that stress, the stress of the commute to the job, or the stress of dealing with employees. There's a lot of things that burying myself in the bodybuilding and training and fitness and competing that I didn't have to deal with a lot of that stuff, that I'm now 15 years later with 15 years less experience dealing, and I'm jumping right in. And, I mean, that is a lot of stress, a lot of new stress. And I also have the angst or the pressure I put on myself is that, you know, I should be able to have this kind of stuff down. I should be able to handle it better. I should be able to think ahead. But, you know, just like everything in life, if you're not dealing with that kind of stuff, you have no experience dealing with it, or if you buried yourself into your training, you know, you come out of it, you're 15 years behind on that practice and exercise, like the I Save the Man Formation program, on how to deal with it. So that brings a whole bunch of stress, you know. So when it comes to me, it's all those type of things, all these new interactions with people, all these new stressful situations that you guys deal with all the time, that is bringing a new element in my life that's taking away, or could possibly take away, from my bodybuilding and training eating efforts. So my strategies on how to handle that is constantly get perspective, because I say this all the time, Ben, I know you're a big believer in the mind and how that all works. It's just how you organize things in your mind will determine how well you deal with them. If you make big deals, if you're laid off on your job, and boy, I certainly understand how that can be a big deal. If this economy, money's tight, all that's, you're hearing it from your family and your friends. The thing is, there's still 24 hours in a day. You know, I know that this is what's called being mentally tough, is when you can just section out your hour of training a day, regardless of what's going on around you. Okay, what are you going to do? You're going to sit on your hands? You're going to sleep longer? I know it's tough to get up. I know it's tough to get going when you have the stress. The question is, what else are you going to do with that time? All right? Don't you feel worse as you let your body slip away, as you're not following through with your working out, with your training? So if you need some coaching, if this is something that's challenging you, I want you to call in. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. I'm sure Ben and I can certainly empathize with you. And why don't we collectively get together and figure out what the mindset of strategy, how can we reframe your situation in a way that empowers you, makes you stronger during these tough times? Because I believe this, and Ben, we talk about this on the show. We talk about it when it comes to business. We talk about it when it comes to our training, is that you're not going to see what you're made of, how smart you are, how creative you are, how strong you are physically, mentally, and emotionally until you're challenged. In life, unless we have deadlines and unless we have some type of pressure, it would be nice if we can motivate ourselves and just perform at the highest level. And some of you perform at a pretty high level being motivated. But my point is this. Without deadlines, without pressure, without a little bit of stress on you, what is your reason to dig so deep and be so creative? Everybody has that next level, and pressure can be that thing that triggers it for you. And as these tough times, as you're going through them, and you're starting to veer away from your good eating habits or good training habits, how can we reframe this in your mind to empower you? Like those deadlines that you wish you didn't have, but those deadlines, when you get through them, they made you more creative, more productive, and they're a necessary evil, all right? Some of the best inventions, you know, I'm getting the most creative business-wise, where less people have less money to spend makes business more challenging. You know, I have to get more creative, and, you know, nobody wants stress necessarily, overwhelming stress, but stress, when it's welcome, can be seen as an excitement and emotion that can really drive you to be more productive. So let's think of a way to talk about your times, talk about what isn't going right for you, and what do you think you need to do, and we'll get you back on track. Again, the number is to call in is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Call in the show, get your free ebook, Packing on Muscle, Max Oakey Style. Now we are halfway through the show. I'm going to take a little bit of a break here, and we'll be right back.
Right.
During these tough economic times, many people are absolutely terrified of what the coming months or even years have in store. They wonder if they will still have their job or be able to hang on to all the material possessions they once thought would bring them happiness. They feel they are no longer in control of the direction of their lives. These tough economic times have a lot of people reconsidering what is really important in life. How about you? I see these challenging economic times as an opportunity to focus on improving your body, mind, and spirit. Now is the time to start controlling factors in your life that are within your control. This is the time to take a step back and reconstruct a stronger, better you. Now is the time to become a man who is considerably tougher than any financial downturn. While everyone else around you is freaking out, use this time as an opportunity to step up as a leader among your family, friends, coworkers, and customers. My one-on-one personal coaching program will help you improve your body, mind, and spirit. The time you invest will help you renovate that stronger, better you who is a leader in his social circles. Here's how the one-on-one bodybuilding and training coaching program works. You and I will talk for 30 minutes every week. We will talk on the exact same day at the exact same time every week, as structure is an essential element to this coaching program. Over the next 6 months, not only will you be held accountable for your bodybuilding and training success by checking in with me over the phone each week, you will also have a variety of assignments that you'll need to execute. It's time to finally master this area of your life. I will create a well-devised, personalized plan for your bodybuilding and training efforts that will become more apparent over time. My almost 20 years in the bodybuilding and training industry and almost 25 years in the personal development motivation field enables me to teach you in a manner that produces immediate results and even more benefits that you will undoubtedly appreciate and understand as time goes by. I will take you through a series of physical, mental, emotional, and psychological exercises during our time together. But I must first get a good sense of who I am dealing with and where you currently are in order to make an intelligent decision on how to proceed. Because most people these days have unlimited minutes on their cell phones, the cost of talking will be relatively inexpensive. It's not like the old days with long-distance phone calls. If you prefer internet phone services like Skype or Yahoo, or live outside the United States, that option is also available. Now, just 6 months commitment is required with a satisfaction guarantee. I've made getting into this coaching program a whole lot easier for you. The investment for the 6-month program is at a reduced rate of $199 a month. You will be committed to 6 months of my services when you sign up. You will be charged automatically the same day every month. Some of these bodybuilding and training concepts that I share with you will take time to develop. I will allow you to cancel your 6-month commitment after just 2 months if you are not completely satisfied with the program during these first 2 months. Take action now. Step up and commit to one of these extremely limited positions. If you have any questions, you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com.
That's my coaching program. You can email me at skip@skiplacour.com to get more information. Dan, I really enjoy doing those phone consultations. I do them for clients all over the world. Have my day stacked. I usually go Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, where I just have those pounding down every half hour. Really gives me a perspective on people. I've been fascinated with people, but really just... It breaks down what this is all about is execution once you have the basics down. And I can't pound the basics down enough. Do you agree with that, Ben?
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. And just mastering those basics just makes a huge difference for the long term. So you couldn't agree more with that.
Yeah, I'm going to do a podcast later on today. I do some work for bodybuilding.com and also all over the internet. I'm going to really talk about information and just a different way of looking at information, because we talk about information overload a lot of times. What I want to break down is how that information that you read about, how that comes about. I want you to step inside the mind of a bodybuilding and fitness writer and, you know, how he has his own perspective, his years of training, his own bias, and then his own sales jobs, and then it gets printed up, and you know how you're reading that information. It's kind of like if you're listening to talk radio, political radio, and you just assume, well, many people assume, just because somebody is on the airwaves, that what they say is the truth. And it's very interesting if their language patterns on how they present their version of the truth. And, you know, some of these people I agree with. Some of them I think they're awesome and greatly talented. Some aren't. But the print on black and white, so to speak, looks exactly the same. You know, how to step inside the mind of a fitness writer, because they're influencing you. They're influencing you in a way that, hey, I'm going to try that program. Or, well, he makes a lot of sense. I'm going to do that, and that's going to take you away from your other program. They are influencing you. So just like when it comes to political talk, right, you're not going to just listen to it. You're going to think about it, what it is they're saying. You want to think about that person on the pulpit, that person standing up, is where are they coming from? What's their perspective as they try to influence you? And it's not necessarily a negative thing. It could be a positive thing. It's just that you need to look at things objectively. One thing I talk about in the Man Formation program, that's a alpha male leadership qualities and characteristics for men. And I talk about, if you can get up on stage, if you can get up in front of men, if you can just step up when everybody's uncertain and say anything, 80% of the people are going to just follow you, especially if your body language and your voice qualities are consistent. And that's a very powerful thing, that people look for a leader, so why not you? At the same time, when you're being led, and in this case with your bodybuilding and training efforts, it's important that you think about who it is who's talking to you. So the number here to call in is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Call about anything you want to talk about. I know that we had a couple callers on the switchboard. For some reason, your call isn't being heard on this, and I want you to go ahead and try again. The number is 347-326-9145. If Mike, who called up last week, he had some challenges with his eating habits. Want to see how his week has gone, if he kind of gave up the bacon sandwiches first thing in the morning and took a new path on how that's working out for him, call into the show, 347-326-9145. So how is the fitness business in Australia these days, Ben?
Yeah, the fitness business, great. You know, there's a lot of different fitness franchises in Adelaide, in Sydney, different parts of Australia, and yeah, it's going great. I mean, it seems to be very, very popular and something that's definitely expanding. I've seen it expand probably over the past 5 years, just get bigger and bigger and gain a lot more momentum. So yeah, it's really taken off in a big way. Yeah.
A lot of opportunities for personal trainers in Australia.
Yeah, I'd say there are definitely, you know, lots of opportunities. Say that, you know, it's very popular, you know, personal training and that type of thing. Many people, you know, just newly becoming accredited, you know, as trainers. And certainly we have big conventions, you know, over in Sydney, like the Phylex Convention, big fitness conventions happening in different parts of the country, which usually happen annually, which is a great thing. And, yeah, Sydney's a great town. I like Sydney a lot. So,
do you have how's this economy affecting the fitness business there? Do you have a lot of personal trainers who maybe have a lot fewer clients, and you hear them talking about that?
In my opinion, you know, the main franchises that I'm aware of, I mean, usually train at a gym. It's called Fitness First. I don't know if you've got that over in the States. But, you know, very consistent, you know, lots of, you know, people there in that facility, as well as my own facility where I train at, you know, it's still very consistent and it's very popular. So due to the economic upheaval, it doesn't seem to have affected, you know, the fitness industry, from what I can see anyway, myself and also other friends, still is very consistent for those people. So, yeah.
Hey, what about you know, corporate type of things, or is that things that the companies are cutting back on? Are you doing less seminars? Those type of things?
Right. I would say that, you know, they're still, you know, into that. Not that I'm aware of in regards to cutting back. I'd say that they're very much, you know, still going full swing with that. I find that people can really still manage their funds in a way that they can have money to spend on those things. And, yeah, in my view, you know, I can't see where too many people have been cut back in that area.
And what are your plans on working on the Internet using the whole global stage to get your message across? What are your plans for the future with the Internet?
Okay, well, certainly with the Internet, yeah, generally just having my own site, and it would just be a fabulous thing as well, actually doing seminars online. Online seminars would be a great thing.
Yeah.
And just continually adding, you know, more and more information, you know, to my own site as well. And certainly be a fabulous thing to have merchandise and products that you could actually, you know, obviously promote through that site, and you know, just keep up with the coaching and that side of things as well.
Right. Well, you know, that's as far as the fitness, getting my message out. Where I've made changes with the Internet mostly is that it when you think about it now. Is that, you know, I did a lot of seminars, and I coached at seminars. I assisted at a lot of, you know, personal development seminars all over the world, actually. And when I think about the amount of money and time people invested going to seminars, I mean, we'd have a seminar, you know, it may cost, I don't know, something like $2,000 to go to a seminar, okay? And then, you know, depending on where you flew from, you'd pay another $500 in airfare. Hotel accommodations would be another $500. So a weekend seminar, people are probably paying about $3,000. And there is a lot of benefit, you know, taking a little trip and traveling and sitting with a group of people to get that type of information. It's an event, almost like a vacation type setting. It's great to connect with real people on the other end. But that model right now, I mean, unless that seminar comes to your town or something like that, people just aren't going to spend that kind of money these days to get the information. Those are things that they're cutting back on. Yet they're still hungry for this information. And there are a lot of, you know, like I said, the DVDs and the books and the products that are available. And so what I decided to do was put together a seminar series and do it spread over 12 weeks, and, you know, where it's a call-in, where you go over the Internet, over your telephone, and listen in. Now, I had a great question about my 12-week seminar series, what that is, and someone said to me, you have some great stuff, and, you know, great books, great DVDs. Now, how is this different? What am I really going to get out of it? Well, what's different is, I mean, and that's a great question. You know, when I produce those DVDs, I produce one right after another. When I wrote a book, it was one chapter, one article at a time. And I did it over so many years, and I was so into it, so passionate into my bodybuilding and training. As a creative person, I would write about what was most important to me at that particular time. I produced one DVD not with the idea that I would create a series of them, that I'd have seven of them later on. It was just one. I just concentrated on that. This was the only one I was going to do. Heck, I used to always think that I was going to stop bodybuilding the next year, let alone, but it just, you know, like 1 year, more years, they all stacked up. So I put out a great DVD or a great seminar or whatever it is that I did about that particular theme, or a great article, great blog entry, which turned into a great book or whatever. And then it was never set out to be a series. Well, all this information is great. All this information over the internet, you can all get it, and you can learn a little bit about this, a little bit about that. If that suits you, try that all out. Well, now as I come back, and I've had so many years, not only with my own personal experience, helping other people and fielding literally thousands of questions, whether they're through setting up people through their experiences and their life experiences and their particular situation when it comes to organizing their life and their bodybuilding and training, answering their questions, answering people's questions through emails. You know, I've set up a system on how to get you from point A to point Z, A to Z system, where it's not bits and pieces, like a little bit of this, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, because a lot of times it's the foundational principles. And, you know, I get people who have calls and they're great at their training, but they're looking for this little distinction when it comes to their eating habits, yet they don't have the building blocks, the foundations of it down, or they have the foundation and they don't know how to get to the next level. They're just stopped with the basics. That's doing okay. They don't know how to get to that next level. And so what this teleseminar series, it breaks down. These are for people, if you are just starting out or you are in advanced, the mental, the focus, and how you have to line out when it comes to your eating are the same. What you won't need is just more details, especially if you're not following through. Yet you'll need details to sell you on what to do. And so what this program is, it's like using all my years of experience, all my help, all my time helping out other people to know, okay, then you need to know this, and then you need to know this, then you need to be aware of this, and on and on and on. So after those 12 weeks, you will have this mastered. You'll take my 20 years of personal experience, my 20 years of helping people and writing about this and thinking about those things, all that 20 hours of DVD footage, all those, you know, 2,000 pages, it's all in one type of system for you. And so all you need to do is invest an hour every week. And the Bodybuilding and Training teleseminar series will be every Wednesday night starting in April. And we'll just take you through it. The great thing about it is after every session, every one-hour seminar session, you're going to have a question and answer. And you can answer questions from the material that I just talked about that hour or before. The great thing is all this is being recorded. So over 12 weeks, we have 12 hours of seminar, and then we have 6 hours of questions and answers. All of it's going to be recorded. So after the end of the teleseminar, you are going to get all those 18 hours on audio CDs for reference later on. You can, now with iPods, you can put that in your iPod, do it while you're training, do it while you're cardio, so you can go to the school over and over and over again. So they say that success leaves clues, and it's so true. But how do you pull that out of somebody's mind, especially when they don't, they're so far ahead? And that's the frustration I had from learning from masters. They don't remember what it's like and think that bacon sandwiches were a good meal. You know, they didn't have that understanding where, and so you would be talking to them, trying to pick their brain from such an advanced level that it's hard to get on. So this is a way of just explaining this whole bodybuilding training process, no matter what level you are at. Here's the great thing about this program, and this has been something that I think that you talked about or you kind of led to, is that if you're a leader, if you're a fitness professional, you get to use my 20 years in this business. So right now, if you, maybe it's something you want to break out of your regular job, you want to become a fitness professional, or you only have a few years in this business, well, you need this program so that you can speed up your own business practices. And heck, this is a model do this that you can do. And it isn't like that, you know, I have my own stories, my own analogies, my own unique way of explaining things. And, you know, that's what drives people to listen to my bodybuilding show as opposed to others. You know, if it connects with you, that's awesome. If it doesn't, there's a different way you approach it, that's great. I have to sell you. I have to talk about what's true to me. If this has hit home with you, then that's great. If it's taking you to the next level, that's awesome. I'm glad that I can do it. I can't do it another way. I can't be like this other guy over there or that other fitness trainer over there. I have to be me. So if this is a style that you like, if this is something that as you're a business you're a fitness professional, this is, you need to get on this program, because this is something that the explanation process to get your people from A to Z, from 1 to 100, and outline it too. Not to mention for your own purposes, but also just the model. The world is changing, ladies and gentlemen. The world is changing. I look at some of these, brick and mortar stores, they say, these buildings down on Main Street on your town. You know, with the internet, where that's going, how much business are they losing? I mean, how much are rents costing? is there a better way to do it? And when it comes to fitness, when it comes to you as a fitness professional, you have to think, you have to stay ahead of the changes, and you need to change accordingly to do it. And this is a way that I think that, I know that is something that you need to learn about a little bit more. How to do it and different ways to spread your message. So go to skiplacour.com or send me an email. Get on my mailing list, and trust me, I'm going to let you know about my teleseminar series starting in about 4 weeks from now. Right now I'm having a special discount. I'm also having a teleseminar series with my Manformation Leadership program, so if you get both of those, there's a special price for you. That's when you become the total package. So look for that with my teleseminar series, whether you're a fitness professional, whether you're someone who just can't get this health and fitness thing down, can't get structured, or if you're pretty hardcore and you want to take it to the next level, this will be for you, and you'll see how that will work. You'll see how that will work for you, no matter what your situation. This will all be organized for you. So, Ben, what is your frustration? You know, you read all that information. At your level, you probably just, when you read a bunch of stuff, you just have a way of just filtering a lot of things out, how it works for you.
Right, yeah. That's it. I mean, just really the things that work for me, I suppose, you know, through trial and error, through actually experiencing that for myself. So having that experiential knowledge, understanding works best for me. And
you do a lot of reading? Do you do a lot of reading of all the new fitness principles and the fitness strategies? Do you do that?
You know, to be honest, not a huge amount. I don't. I don't do a huge amount of reading. You know, I have done some, but some just maybe not quite as appealing to me. But certainly, I keep expanding and keep learning more. And as you say, keep on taking it to another level. And you always want to stay ahead of changes. So always researching and just taking it to that new depth of understanding.
There's an interesting article on the AST Sports Science website, and where he talks about when do you get your most gains, and that's usually when you just go in there and you're passionate, and you do the basics, but you follow through, you put all your energy into it, you focus on that area, and then it's when you start right at the beginning. That's when you get the gains, and then the more you know, less gains may happen to appear, and then you start getting infused, and that energy gets diffused because you're not quite as sure. So there's a lot of men who I coach that I really break that their habit. I appreciate the fact they're like that. That's what draws them towards me. I'm out there on the internet. I'm on a lot of different sources, and they say, "Hey, here's another source of information." And being counterintuitive of what they think, what I do is I get them back towards the basics that they're for them. I go through a whole process where we organize their life. I get a good sense of who they are and what they want and what they're really willing to do, not what they say they will do. Then we get clear so their expectations meet what they're really willing to do, and then we set out a plan. And a lot of times it's not more information that they need, and I give them enough information. I change their way of thinking. But the first thing I do is I break them from that habit of just reading more and more and more. And a lot of men, a lot of guys I coach, take a lot of pride in getting more information, understanding. That's what causes a lot of their confusion. Well, we're winding down to the end of the show here. If you have a question, call. I think we've had a little bit of a challenge with our phone lines. Call in. We have 5 minutes left in the show. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. I should make a programming note. You'll start, as I prepare for that teleseminar series, you're going to hear the best of the Kip LaCour Bodybuilding and Training Show. And you may even hear Ben host's show here in these next few weeks, because I'm going to be preparing for my seminar series, putting all that time and intention here. So if you're listening to this podcast, a podcasted version, and you want some more information on that teleseminar series, you email me at skip@skiplacour.com. So what's up for you this week, Ben? More therapy? Anything new?
Right, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, just this week, you know, I'm heading down there. Obviously, I'll be down for therapy tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock. And, you know, just doing some my own work generally at home in regards to just my business stuff and, you know, just things that I need to do for myself. But certainly just another week of therapy. And, yeah, just progressing with that. So should be a good week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's absolutely awesome. Yeah. And for me, like I said, I do it, you know, go to skiplacour.com, skiplacour, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R, sign up for my free email newsletter. That comes out every Tuesday. And then do a lot of blog sites all over the Internet. Another one is, so go to skiplacour.com, sign up for the free e-newsletter, and that's sent to you every week on Tuesdays in the United States. And then check on Thursdays. That's when the launch of my, I do a 10 to 15 minute podcast for bodybuilding.com. You can see that one there. And on Mondays, you can go to this Blog Talk Radio and hear a different version of the podcast. Man Information Talk Radio shows on Tuesday and Wednesday. That newsletter comes out on Wednesday, so big week prepared there. So thank you for visiting the show, listening to the show, whether you listen to live or on a podcast version. Thank you, Ben, for joining today's show. And we'll talk to you. I'm going to talk to you by email about some coming things that we've got going. So thank you for visiting SkipLacour's Bodybuilding and Training Show. And as we go out, I'm going to let you know about my complete library DVD and book package. Have a great week.
Earn the body that you really want by making a commitment, investing the time and energy needed to learn the most effective and efficient strategy, and then developing the mindset to follow through on a consistent basis with my DVD and book library special. I've written 10 books and have produced 7 DVDs that explain every facet of bodybuilding. Over 1,900 pages are written and over 20 hours of video footage have been created of pure instruction and passion. Weight training, cardiovascular training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, motivation, and mental strategies are all included. My almost 20 years of commitment have helped men just like you take their bodies to the next level in over 52 countries around the planet. Start mastering this area of your life today and order my complete DVD and book library special. I've bundled this powerful information in a discounted package price. I will even ship your important investment absolutely free. So go to skiplacour.com and order that package now. Order it right now at skiplacour.com and there'll be more free bonuses with the order.